Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast and the somewhat unusual sound of a harpsichord playing music by French composer Francis Poulenc. Although Poulenc used old musical forms for the Suite Française, which he composed in 1935, his harmonic sense is definitely of our time. So, in this podcast, I'll bring you highlights from a new recording featuring the Welsh virtuoso Christopher D. Lewis and his latest collection that features harpsichord music from the 20th century, all of it with a French connection. From that same Suite Française, here's a lovely pavane. And if you think harpsichords always sound the same, listen to the color changes in this one. In the early decades of the 20th century, there was a revival of interest among composers in writing new music for the harpsichord, and that happened largely thanks to one person, Polish-born harpsichord virtuoso Wanda Landowska. Not only did she inspire composers with her playing, but during her years in Paris, she worked with the French piano manufacturer Pleyel to develop, a new kind of harpsichord. This instrument, built to her specifications, had a cast iron frame. It was a two-keyboard instrument that included a 16-foot deep register, two 8-foot registers, and a lute stop, all of which adds up to a whole lot of resonance and variety of sound. Once Pleyel built an instrument that satisfied Landowska, she used it for the rest of her very long life. Christopher Lewis, on this recording, uses a similar Pleyel harpsichord, and the liner notes acknowledge his debt to Landowska's pioneering work. Of course, were she alive today, I can't help but think Wanda Landowska would probably be thrilled to see Christopher Lewis carrying on what she started, and using a harpsichord of her design, no less. Here's an impromptu by Bohuslav Martinu that takes full advantage of those sonorous bass notes on his Pleyel harpsichord. Thank you. So far, we have heard music by French composer Francis Poulenc and by Czech-born Bohuslav Martinů. Jean Francais is represented on this recording by his Deux Pièces pour Clavecin, Two Pieces for Harpsichord. In addition to being a fine pianist, Francais was a prolific composer who wrote more than 200 pieces for all imaginable combinations of instruments. His music is often witty and seems to be effortlessly conversational, like a conversation between the lighthearted musical lines. Here's the second of his pieces. It's like music in search of a suitable aperitif. Maybe Campari with harpsichord is just the thing. That was music by Jean Francais. The harpsichord is first referred to in literature in 1397, and the first time it appeared in art, in this case an altarpiece sculpture in northern Germany, well, that was in about 1425. The oldest original preserved harpsichords are from Italy from the 1520s. The instrument quickly became a favorite among composers for the next several centuries. Bach, Handel, Scarlatti, they all played it, most of them exceedingly well. It had the advantages of being a keyboard instrument. It could play harmony or several musical lines at once, but it didn't have the great limitation imposed by a pipe organ. It could be easily moved, which meant, among other things, it could be easily used for secular music in non-sacred settings. Then everything changed. The modern piano arrived on the scene, and in an historical instant, which is longer than a normal instant, the harpsichord was left behind. If not forgotten, then it was waiting for the unlikely combination of Wanda Landowska and the period instrument movement to revive its fortunes. Here is music by Wanda Landowska's good friend, Francis Poulenc.
Thank you.
Going against the grain, Christopher Lewis first of all decided to play the harpsichord, an instrument most often associated with Baroque music, and then decided to specialize in contemporary music. He is currently based in Southampton, England, where he arrived following studies first of all at McGill University in Montreal and then at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, in both cases studying harpsichord with a specialization in contemporary music. And with his touring and growing collection of recordings, I have no doubt he will inspire a growing list of today's composers to take the plunge and write music for the harpsichord. Obviously, looking at his bio, Christopher Lewis's sense of adventures goes way beyond his chosen instrument. He is one of only a handful of people in the world to have piloted a winged sports submarine. Imagine combining stunt flying and underwater whale watching, and you get, well, the approximate idea. Here's music by Louis Dury. Music by Louis Dury, played by Christopher Lewis. Christopher Lewis is no stranger to either Naxos or 20th century music. In 2012, he recorded harpsichord concertos by John Rutter, Jean Francex, and Philip Glass, which prompted the following review from David Hurwitz at classicstoday.com. Hurwitz wrote, "Christopher D. Lewis plays a bright, sweet-toned harpsichord with minimal mechanical clatter. His digital dexterity proves very satisfying, and he's excellently balanced against the extremely capable West Side Chamber Orchestra under Kevin Mallon. This is one of those discs you might overlook, but you'd be missing a real treat. I've already played it several times just for pleasure, and so will you." And the same thing could be said for this recording. Music by Bohuslav Martinu. You've been listening to highlights from an extraordinary new recording of 20th century harpsichord music and performances by Christopher D. Lewis. With music by Poulenc, Francais, Martinu, and Dury, it's by turns beautiful, funny, witty, and at times, well, delightfully odd. It's as though, confronted with the harpsichord, these composers let their imaginations out of the box for a bit of a romp. As you can tell, I quite enjoy this recording, and you can. It's on the Naxos label, catalog number 8.573364. To go out, here's the ending of another of Bohuslav Martinu's harpsichord pieces, simply called Number 2.